previously published as Horse Soldiers, the extraordinary story of a band of U.S. soldiers who rode to victory in Afghanistan, the story that inspired the movie. Simon & Schuster Audio presents 12 Strong, the declassified true story of the Horse Soldiers by Doug Stanton. Read by Jack Garrett.
This novel opens with a Sioux warrior's song. I am the Kit Fox. I live in uncertainty. If there is anything difficult, if there is anything dangerous to do, that is mine.
Prologue. Uprising. Kala-i-Jungi Fortress, Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan. November 24-25, 2001. Trouble came in the night, riding out of the dust and the darkness. Trouble rolled past the refugee camp, past the tattered tents shuddering in the moonlight, the lone cry of a baby driving high into the sky like a nail. Sunrise was no better. At sunrise, Trouble was still there, bristling with AKs and RPGs, engines idling, waiting to roll into the city. Waiting. These were the baddest of the bad, the real masters of mayhem, the death dealers with God stamped firmly in their minds. The city groaned and shook to life. Soon everyone knew Trouble had arrived at the gates of the city. Major Mark Mitchell heard the news at headquarters 9 miles away and thought, "You're kidding. We got bad guys at the wire?" He ran downstairs, looking for Master Sergeant Dave Betts. Maybe he would know what was happening. But Betts didn't know anything. He blustered, "One of the agency guys came down and told us we got 600 Taliban surrendering. Can you believe that?" Surrendering. Mitchell couldn't figure out why. He thought the Taliban had fled from the approaching forces of the Northern Alliance to Kunduz, miles away. American Special Forces and the Northern Alliance had been beating them back for weeks, in battle after battle, rolling up territory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?